Now, I must tell you that according to the charter, there is no restriction for a military to be appointed prime minister. Therefore, President Michel Kafando has decided to appoint Lieutenant Colonel Zida to head the government. We don't see any difficulty in it, since appointing Mr. Zida means that we are going to get stability. And don't forget that he is a military. And right now in the Sahelian region, you know that there are problems with security, and to have a military in this position could be helpful for the country.
But some Burkinabis are saying that he was part of the old order, and that is why they find it objectionable that he is chosen to form a government. What do you say to that?
No. Let us be serious. President Compaoré has spent 27 years in power in Burkina Faso. If you want to eliminate all the people who have worked for this regime during 27 years, do you think that you can find somebody completely neutral? No, which is not the case. The situation in Burkina Faso is that people is requesting for change. And they have got the change with the departure of President Compaoré. What we would like is to make the transition a success. And when I say a success, it is in the organization of the forthcoming presidential and legislative election at the end of the transition. If we, Burkinabe, we complete this exercise, let's thank God, because we are on the right way.
Now, will the opposition be part of this new government that he will put together?
Yeah, I think it will be a government comprising all the components of the society, meaning that we will get civilian, we will get military. All of them are Burkinabe. This is the difference.
What are Burkinabe saying within the transitional period to ensure a new election is held after the transition ends?
I think that all Burkinabe feel proud of what happened. The Burkinabe were able in 2 weeks' time to solve their problem, to find a solution to the crisis in adopting the charter. And the charter is a roadmap towards the organization of the election. What we need from the government is to work hard in such a way to apply transparent, equitable elections by the end of 2015. This is what the people of Burkina Faso is expecting from the new government.
Both the ECOWAS and the African Union appear to be supportive of the transition process. What does this mean to the people of Burkina Faso?
No, we are part of the African Union. We are part of ECOWAS. And with Burkina Faso is the first country in which a crisis occurred. And what the EU, what ECOWAS are doing is what they should have done for any country in this situation. It is a solidarity in Africa which is expressed in the support given by the EU and ECOWAS.